Jan Gill is putting in a few hours at her work-study job at the library at MCC. She's 18, and right now she doesn't have to pay for health insurance. She gets health care through CHIP, Texas's Medicaid program for minors. But she turns 19 in February.
I'm with CHIP, so CHIP covers my dental and medical. The insurance that I have now is only going to cover me until I'm 19, and my mom doesn't have health insurance that will cover me.
Under the Affordable Care Act, which went into effect October 1st, Jan will need to make a decision about health insurance when she turns 19. Jan has a job, but since she earns less than the federal poverty level, she won't qualify for the tax credit to afford a new plan under the health exchange. Linda Edwards-Gockel is a spokesperson for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. She says Medicaid eligibility in Texas is limited.
To qualify for Medicaid in Texas, someone needs to be either elderly, disabled, or have minor children living in the home and meet the income requirements for receiving Medicaid.
And since Jan isn't elderly or disabled and soon won't be a minor, she won't qualify for Medicaid coverage. That's because Texas is one of 25 states that didn't expand Medicaid. The expansion would have put adults with no children, like Jan, under the Medicaid umbrella if they were under 138% of the federal poverty level in 2014. That's an annual income of about $16,000 a year. Since only those between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level qualify for the tax credits through the health exchange, there's a gap. Here's Gockel again.
To qualify for insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, they need to be a certain percentage above the poverty level. So for people who don't fall into either of those coverage areas, Medicaid or federal subsidies under the Affordable Care Act, those people will need to continue to rely on the health care they've received in the past.
Texas can opt into the expansion at any time, but Texas conservative leadership hasn't indicated they'll budge on the issue. State Senator Eddie Lucio Jr., a Democrat from Brownsville, Texas, says he doesn't think this should be a partisan issue.
It should be a fundamental right to be able to see a doctor or check into a hospital for health care. It's something that is so serious and so fundamental that I just don't want us to pass up the opportunity to partner up with the federal government to address the health care needs of our people.
For KWBU News, I'm Jordan Corona.